At 92.9 FM, this is KCUF Boulder Creek, your clown power station for California's Central Coast.
Clown power!
No clowning around now. It's 10 p.m. and time for the Fighting Forces Friday show. The last FFF show of the year on the last day of 2009. Like a long song coming, a quarter of a century old, that one, 1974, when that song was released. Bob Seger kicking off tonight's Fighting Forces Friday show. Every Friday night, we dedicate the 10 p.m. to midnight portion of our broadcast to uniformed men and women serving in Iraq and Afghanistan. We record the program and burn it to disk, then send a bunch of copies to GIs and units serving in those two combat theaters. Our pleasure to do that. We want our soldiers to know that everyone back here supports and misses them. And especially today, New Year's Eve 2009, we want to thank them one and all for the sacrifices that they have made for their country. Now this.
Hi, come here often?
Every now and then. And you?
No, not really. Say, want to blow this dump and get jiggy in my van out back?
Is that a tan line from your wedding van?
No, it's my eczema. I mean, psoriasis. No, it's a birthmark.
No, thanks.
With bar lighting improvements, it gets harder and harder to hide the unsightly wedding band tan. Thanks to Manco's patented wedding band tan solution, this is no longer a problem. The wedding band tan solution is a new hybrid polymer specially designed to match the color of your skin's pigmentation. Just match your skin tone to the color cap for a great tanless hand. That's right. With one simple spray, the wife goes away. Let's see how this works.
That should do it. Hi, come here often?
Every now and again. You?
Not really. Say, want to blow this dump and get jiggy in my van out back?
Sure, that sounds great.
Thank you, man.
What's that?
Oh, nothing.
Psst, works great for women, too.
Wedding Band Tan Solution by Manco. Try our new shades, Lusty Latin, Exciting Ebony, and Way Too Caucasian. And Lusty Loose Stop and Shop and Saves everywhere.
Here's a killer track from Kenny Wayne Shepherd.
Yeah. long memory out in my shoe. Down, don't bother me if the music's here. You can take a picture, baby. Town won't care.
There, that's a track from Butch Trucks, Down, Don't Bother Me, and a new one from Government Mule just before that, Billy Gibbs from ZZ Top helping out Warren Haynes and the boys on Broke Down on the Brazos. Too High a Price was the Doobie Brothers and Believe, the name of the one from Kenny Wayne Shepherd. Howdy y'all, Vince Vinyl here on Boulder Creek Pirate Radio. Appreciate the heck out of you listening. By all means, take KCUF along on your New Year's Eve party plans and turn us up real loud. 10:30 p.m. on December 31st, the Fighting Forces Friday show, last one of the year.
Hi, this is the personal nurse, here with a reminder for you movie fans. Wednesday, it's 92.9 Midweek Madness at the Boulder Creek Multiplex. Every Wednesday night, we join the theater in offering a special midnight screening of a one-of-a-kind flick, especially for KCUF listeners. Mention the station and get in for just 92 cents. Here's what's showing this week.
Every city has its downtown area, the place where it's all happening. The bright lights, the fun, and the crazy times. Why don't you go downtown for a little action? That's where they're waiting. Main Street Women. Main Street Women, the motion picture that lets you in behind the scenes on what's really going on in a big city. The girls, the bars, and the tough guys who run it all. Main Street Women. You'll go into those private apartments where girls use all their energies just to please a man in every way. Main Street Women. It's all happening now in the year's most shocking look at today's wild lifestyles. Don't miss it. Main Street Women. In color rated R for adults. No one under 17 admitted without parent. From Independent to International, Main Street Women want you.
Okay, here's a song that'll blow your mind. This is Richard Thompson.
I think I did it again. I made you believe we're more than just friends. It might seem like a crush, but that doesn't mean that I'm serious. But to lose all my senses, it's just so typically me. Ooh, baby, baby, oops, I did it again. I play with your heart, got lost in the game. Ooh, baby, baby, oops, you think I'm in love, that I sent from above. I'm not that innocent. You see, my problem is this, I'm dreaming that heroes truly exist. I cry watching the dust. You see, I'm a fool in so many ways. But to lose all my senses, that's just so typically me. Ooh, baby, baby, oops, I did it again. I play with your heart, got lost in the game.
change and hold on. I thought I had control, I tried, but now I would be satisfied to hold on. The only thing is true.
like a bad movie, one I wish I'd never seen. The plot gets old, do you know what I mean? Don't try to tell me it ain't what it is. I'm good.
I'm good at seeing the signs.
I'm good.
I'm good at reading between.
There's no
lines.
Use.
No use in hanging on.
No.
So good to go.
Good as Gone, that's Debbie Hennessy. Jerry Douglas, Russ Barenberg, and Edgar Meyer did that bitchin' instrumental piece, The Earl of Hindford. Hold On was Chris Smither. Berkeley gal Alice Stewart did a nice version of Statesboro Blues. And Richard Thompson did that Britney Spears tune. Just over an hour left in 2009. Hope you're ready to get shut of it. Happy New Year to you. Better days ahead.
Hot rock radio, all the hits, all the time, all the same.
You're listening to Vince Vinyl on 92.9 FM, KCUF, Boulder Creek.
Hey, is that your head? Or is your neck blowing a bubble? Wow, with that turtleneck on, you look like roll-on deodorant.
As a bald man, these can be some of the harshest words you will ever hear. This is why the American Foundation for the Follically Impaired have teamed up with the Tadao Insurance Company to create one of the most important types of insurance you could ever have, long-term hair insurance. Even though you may have a full head of hair now, you must plan for your future. Just listen to some of these nightmare stories from people who wish they had the opportunity to purchase long-term hair insurance when they were young.
When I was a kid, I used to wear a crew cut. but now the crew's jumped ship and I have no recourse.
Actually, for me, the worst part about being bald is having to draw a dotted line across my forehead so I know when to stop washing my face.
Don't end up like these people. Talk to your insurance provider today to find out more about long-term hair insurance, because the myth that you will be fine without it is a bald-faced lie.
Him home. If you see my little red rooster, please drive him home. Things ain't been right around the hen house. Thank you.
when you close your eyes and the darkness comes, you're all by yourself.
Trust and understand. I know that I can. flesh and blood. But I could be everything that you demand. I could be president of General Motors, baby. Or just a tiny little grain of sand. Set in a way for a man to carry on. You think he wants his little loved one gone. I love you, baby. I love you, baby. I love you more than you'll ever know.
Is that a nice track? Still, I Love You More Than You'll Ever Know. That's from the first Blood, Sweat, and Tears album, before David Clayton Thomas joined and kind of warped that band. Fear, the slide blues tune, was Studebaker John, and Smokin' Joe Kubek did Crying by Myself. This is 92.9 FM, KCUF, Pirate Radio for Boulder Creek. We're into the year's final Fighting Forces Friday show of 2009. Doing it for the GIs right up until we bump into 2010 at midnight. Take it from me, you are going to like the next set. Stay with me.
Hello. I can't take your call right now, so leave a message at the tone and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. And Norman, if that's you, I'm busy.
Are you tired of spending your nights alone? Do you live in an apartment that even your mother wouldn't come to visit? Do you dress like a geek? Is your name Norman? Well then, come to Cinedate Theaters, where men of your gender are never alone. We understand that it's not the clothes that make the man, but it's what's underneath that really counts. We know that for a man like you, finding a date is not just a way of life, it's a living hell. That's why we at Cinedate have taken the humiliation out of dating, and all for a little more than the price of a good magazine and a small hand towel.
No matter where you sit, you're guaranteed an R-rated movie and a highly rated companion. Don't worry about good impressions here. At Cinedate, you're in complete control. You make all the moves. In our theaters, you'll find that every seat is the best seat in the house. Are you tired of women not wanting what you have to offer? Then don't spend another night at home playing with a floppy disk. Come to Cinedate, the best in entertainment on and off the screen.
Oh,
Wednesday morning at 5 o'clock as the day begins. Silently closing her bedroom door, leaving the note that she hoped would say more. She goes downstairs to the kitchen, clutching her handkerchief. Quietly turning the back door key, stepping outside, she is free.
We gave her most of our lives,
is leaving,
sacrificed most of our lives. We gave her everything money could buy.
She's leaving home after living alone for so many years.
Father snores as his wife gets into her dressing gown, picks up the letter that's lying there, standing alone at the top of the stairs. She breaks down and cries to her husband, "Daddy, our baby's gone. Why would she treat us so thoughtlessly? How could she do this to me?
We never thought of ourselves, never a thought for ourselves. We struggled hard all our lives to get
she's
by.
Leaving home after living alone for so many years.
Friday morning at 9 o'clock, she is far away, waiting to keep the appointment she made, meeting a man from the motor trade.
What did we do that was wrong?
Said it, could it be, he could be wrong.
Now the pilgrims and the natives having dinner on the lawn.
I think if I was ever king, I would buy a censorship, where the only books upon the shelves were the ones that I had read. Oh, and put them up in borders, set my photo down the spine,
to tell the story of the living without forgetting those who died.
And I would die
a better way of leaving. Should we leave that up to you?
Who was it that first said it? Yeah, the one who said it best.
You got to L-O-V-E your neighbors, at least the ones who are still left. We gotta stand a little closer to the lessons that we learned. Is it just a premonition? Could we really get ourselves both burned?
I've been sent here on a mission to find what we agree upon.
We don't agree about September. Could we agree on the enough?
I think if I was ever a publisher, I'd buy a pirate ship, where the mission at each position is to shoot and to clear.
Clean the photos up a little, censor the ship out of here,
so I can pull it up at borders to the profit on the trip. Charge the public for the overhead of $14.92.
And if they need a better reason, tell them we got living proof.
By Monsters of Folk, a one-off deal from Jim James of My Morning Jacket, Connor Oberst and Mike Mogus of Bright Eyes, and M. Ward, whose solo album also came out this year and is on the top 10 list of a number of pundits. The Beatles were in there, and Brit group Porcupine Tree did She's Moved On. Evening to you, Vince Vinyl here, playing the music for you until midnight. Hope you are well into your New Year's Eve partying, but I want you to keep it real. The fact that you're listening to KCUF goes a long way to reassuring me that you're one of the smart ones. Rock on in 2010. Right back after this news break.
Hi, this is the personal nurse in the KCUF newsroom. Here's our reporter, Art Nouveau, with the Onion Newsnet Newsbreak.
Tragedy in the heartland today as a 17-year-old honors student burned alive after being hit by an out-of-control speeding car. A grisly death only TV host Glenn Beck could deserve. According to police, a car driving over 70 miles per hour in a 25-mile-per-hour zone struck young Rebecca Bunton as she was bicycling down a quiet street in Olathe, Kansas, shattering her rib cage and not Glenn Beck's, tragically pinning her legs, not his, to a retaining wall. Calvin Dale lives just a few blocks from the scene of the accident.
I heard screaming, and I thought it was just someone doing an accurate impression of Glenn Beck talking normally, but then I saw the smoke.
EMT Craig Anton was first on the scene.
I jumped out of the ambulance, and I ran to the wreckage to make sure that the victim was still breathing, or else was Glenn Beck.
At this impromptu vigil, friends said Rebecca was a lively girl with a bright future, a good friend who hated Glenn Beck and loved to dance.
She was just a normal kid. She wasn't some fat, dumb Mormon fuckface who should have drank herself to death when she had the chance. She was so beautiful, she didn't even have little pig eyes.
Among those expressing their grief and confusion was the victim's mother.
There is no harder thing than to have Glenn Beck outlive your child. I wouldn't give anything for this to have happened to Glenn Beck instead. Glenn Beck.
The terrible tragedy hits especially hard following the Rottweiler mauling of someone besides Glenn Beck in Milwaukee yesterday and the revelation that Glenn Beck was not the man trampled to death at a street carnival in Rio de Janeiro Sunday. Moving on, Reebok has introduced a line of full-body sneakers.